New Zealand is responsible for nearly a quarter of the world's island pest eradications. Let's talk about this now with Professor James Russell from the University of Auckland's School of Biological Research. Kia ora, good morning to you.
Morning, guys.
We're doing pretty well in this regard then, aren't we? We're right up the top.
Yeah, we are. I think the funny thing is that quarter of the world's eradications, 40 years ago we'd done 100% of the world's eradications, and it's just that we've been doing such a good job of exporting the technology that the other countries are using our teams and our technology to do it. So that's why we've only done a quarter of the global stats now.
Is that right? I mean, you used that word export. I heard that word used a couple of times over the story over the last 24, 48 hours. Is that right? Is New Zealand sort of providing the template for the world to do this?
We really are. That 75% of other eradications, most of them are using New Zealand technology, New Zealand methods, and have New Zealand team members threaded throughout the team. And so it's because we just put in that mahi back in the 1980s to fine-tune the method and come up with the recipe for how you do eradications. And it's I kind of liken it a bit to the surgery. It's just something where you want to have the professionals doing it right, but it's a pretty straightforward thing that you can do on any island around the world.
So is 2050 possible for predator-free 2050? That goal was set, I think it was under the Key government, wasn't it? Is that possible now?
It was set up under the Key government, and I did a bit of scoping back then about it, and what really gave me heart that it was possible is it's really just an extrapolation of the small islands we started rat eradication on 60 years ago. And if we keep investing and making sure we're continuing to do more development, more breakthrough technologies, then there's no reason that the last islands of the country, the North Island and the South Island, wouldn't be doable by 2050.
Good stuff. Good to hear. Thank you, Professor James Russell there from Auckland University.